Friday, November 22nd. I was so excited about my first band rehearsal, I barely slept last night. I got up extra early, grabbed a granola bar for breakfast, and rushed right out the door. Even though school didn't start for another hour and 15 minutes, the halls were already noisy with ongoing practice sessions. I was happy to see the main office was open, and I stopped in to fill out the paperwork to enter our band in the show. Just as I was about to finish up, the last person I wanted to see walked in. Okay, make that the second to last person. With so much other stuff going on, I just didn't have the energy to deal with him right then. I tried my best to hide behind my backpack so he wouldn't see me. But it didn't work. "Hey, you," Brandon said with a big smile. He seemed pleasantly surprised to see me. "What's up?" I answered, coolly nonchalant, like I hadn't just been trying to figure out how to crawl into my backpack and zip myself up. "Nothing much, I just stopped in to say hi to a friend," he answered. I quickly glanced around the office. No students were in there except us. "Well, no one has come in since I've been here," I said, trying to sound like I didn't care. "Hey, aren't you my friend?" Brandon teased. "Oh, you meant me? Sorry, I just thought..." I bit my lip and blushed profusely as he stared at me with that look on his face. The one that can send me into a severe and debilitating case of RCS, roller coaster syndrome, in mere seconds. I was like, "Whee!" But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. I tried to regain my composure. "So what are you doing here so early, other than saying hi to a friend?"
"Actually, I'm here for a talent show practice. I kind of got talked into it at the last minute."
I felt like someone had just dumped a gallon of ice water down my back. Brandon? In the talent show? Suddenly, it occurred to me that if Mackenzie needed a dance partner, he'd definitely be her first choice. I mean, why not? But how could Brandon just let Mackenzie wrap him around her little finger like that?
"Oh, really? How quaint," I said through my clenched teeth. "So I take it you're dancing with your little picture pal."
Brandon blinked and looked slightly confused.
"Picture pal? I don't have a... Oh, you mean Mackenzie?"
"Duh." I gave my best fake smile. "Yeah. I just hope you survive your Big Mac attack."
Then I very obviously rolled my eyes at the ceiling. Brandon laughed, leaned over, and playfully nudged me with his elbow.
"Nikki, you kill me, Big Mac attack."
Personally, I didn't see what was so dang funny.
"Yeah, you two have been inseparable lately, all that photo bonding."
Brandon laughed even harder. Why? I was not trying to be funny. Finally, he glanced at his watch.
"Well, I better get going. See you later."
Couldn't control myself. It was like I had diarrhea of the mouth or something.
"Good luck with your camera, cutie. I hope you both, break a leg."
Brandon shook his head and gave me a weak smile.
Thanks, I guess."
Then he turned and walked out of the office. I stared at him until he disappeared down the hall. I replayed our conversation in my head. Picture pal, Big Mac attack, photo bonding, camera cutie. I cringed at my words. Why did I always act so crazy and irrational around that guy? No wonder he preferred hanging out with Mackenzie. He probably thought I was a nutcase. I tried to put the two of them out of my mind. I had more important things to worry about, like band practice, which BTW was supposed to officially start in 2 minutes. I needed to finish the entry form and hand it in, or we wouldn't be able to perform. I had completed all the questions but one. Name of act. We still needed to come up with a slightly edgy, cool-sounding name. Something like purple, poison, fuzzballs of doom? Not. Or maybe hungry, plastic, screaming toenails? Not. So, for the name of my band, I wrote in, "Actually, I'm not really sure yet." I handed the form to the secretary, grabbed my backpack, and rushed down the hall toward the band room. I had no idea what to expect. We barely had 8 days to select a song and learn it well enough not to make complete fools of ourselves. Otherwise known as Mission Impossible. Theodore plays cello in the school orchestra, and his best friend Marcus plays violin. They are both first chair, which means they are the best at their instruments. I was really impressed how they had gone from playing classical music to top 40 tunes, although it probably wasn't that hard considering the fact that the two of them have a combined IQ higher than the rest of the entire school. These guys make me, a self-proclaimed dork, seem like a social butterfly. Their idea of a stimulating conversation is debating whether the Star Wars lightsaber or the Star Trek phaser is the more technologically advanced weapon. Violet is pretty much a loner who spends hours and hours practicing classical piano pieces. I've heard she has played in competitions all over the nation and won. But playing pop music on the keyboard is a whole different thing. And I was a little worried she'd make Bieber sound like Bach and Miley sound like Mozart. Our biggest problem, however, was that we didn't have a drummer, and that really worried me. How could we have a good chance at winning without one? By the time I got to the band room, everyone was already there and warming up. I was totally surprised to see the back of a guy stooped over adjusting a drum set. Did we actually have a drummer? Then he turned around and smiled and waved at me, and I practically freaked. Theodore had recruited Brandon? I didn't even know Brandon played the drums. I just stood there like an idiot, staring at him, and then the other band members, and then at him, and then the other band members, and then at him, and then the other band members, and then at him again. This went on for what seemed like forever. And then Brandon kind of shrugged and said, Nikki, you okay? You kind of look like you're having a seizure or something. I was like, who, me? Nothing's wrong. I mean, why would you think something's wrong? I'm totally fine. But mostly I was in shock because I could not believe that I finally had my very own band and my crush, Brandon, was actually there playing the drums. I was like, squee! Then we started talking about music and I learned a lot of new stuff. Like musicians can play by ear or from sheet music. The really super talented ones can just listen to a song and figure out how to play it in a few minutes. Otherwise, you can use sheet music and read the notes for the songs, which is a lot easier to do. Well, guess what? My band is so talented, they didn't even need sheet music. I suggested the old school song Don't Stop Believin' because it's one of my dad's favorites. I thought it was funny how everyone was into it again because it was on a TV show. Each of them quickly figured out their own part, and within 10 minutes they were playing it together. It was absolutely amazing to see and hear. Then Theodore told me they were finally ready for me to sing along and handed me a microphone. I was shaking so badly. I thought I was going to drop it. Of course I muttered, testing, one, two, is this thing on? Like a total idiot. It was on, and my voice was really loud and clear, just like the butterflies in my stomach. After they played the intro to the song, I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and started singing along. We actually sounded really, really good. Well, really good for a band that had only been together for like 30 minutes. When we finally finished the song, Theodore, Marcus, Brandon, and Violet raved about how well I sang, especially without having practiced or anything. However, my little secret is that I've sung and danced to that song a million times.
in front of my mirror, using my hairbrush as a microphone. The most surprising thing to me was that Brandon is such an awesome drummer. But he made me super nervous because he was, like, staring at me the entire time. I blushed and smiled at him, and then he blushed and smiled at me. And when he thought I wasn't looking, he stared at me again. So I blushed and smiled again, and he blushed and smiled too. All of this staring, blushing, and smiling went on, like, forever. Now I'm starting to wonder if Brandon actually likes me as more than just a friend. And if he does, I'll seriously just drop dead from severe shock and extreme happiness. I even wrote a poem about him. Death by Drummer by Nikki Maxwell. Thump, thump goes your bass drum, like the relentless pounding of my lovesick heart. Rat, tat, tat goes your snare drum, like fragile bullets of hope piercing the cloud of pure nothingness that is me. Crash, bang, crash goes your cymbal, like me very clumsily knocking over that row of folding chairs because you make me so insanely nervous. Does your skin sparkle in the sunlight? Probably not. But your intense eyes smother me and your gentle smile fatally wounds my jaded soul. My heart skips a beat and suddenly stops, overwhelmed by the awesomeness that is you. Give me liberty or give me death by Drummer. Before I knew it, the hour had passed and it was time to leave for our first hour class. Since the talent show is next Saturday, we decided to practice 1 hour before school and 1 hour after school every day for the entire week. Which means I'll be spending a lot of time with Brandon. Squee! Being in this talent show is one of the most exciting things I've ever done in my entire life. I was really happy and in a super good mood the rest of the day. Even when I saw Mackenzie and Jessica whispering and giving me the evil eye during lunch, I was like, whatever, my new band is beyond fabulous. And now I have a really good shot at winning that scholarship. Woohoo!